Okay, so I've got a story that's just come to my attention. A Japanese man, he nearly dies of a stroke, possibly caused by masturbating several times
is that why
a day.
That's why
I almost choked.
Yes.
So, Japanese man, he almost died of a stroke. Quoting a medical study report, the Daily Mail suggested that 50-year-old suffered a stroke last year. So, in one day, this can't be right. he then basically told his doctor 27 times he had his way with himself. A CAT scan of his brain revealed he had endured a hemorrhage, a life-threatening type of stroke that was caused by a blood vessel in his brain rupturing. He's okay, everyone. He's okay, but not good. 27 times.
Oh, no, Tokyo.
What's he doing? Oh, here we go. Sexual activity of various kinds, including masturbation, has been linked to between 3.8% and 14% of all hemorrhage cases of the brain.
How do they know that?
It's because it's studies.
What, 3 to 14%?
That's 3.8% to 14% of all. I hope I'm saying this right.
So how do they land on 3.8%?
It's just stats, Joel. Numbers don't lie. It's like when you do your betting stuff. Yeah. You know,
3.8%.
Stats don't lie. Taking drugs like Viagra during sex can also increase the risk of having this type of stroke. Dr. Walsh added. That's like our man with the dear Jared.
Oh, yeah.
He better be careful. He hasn't done in 25 years, but when he does, he's going to explode.
Was this a love lounge?
No, it came to my attention. But you want to throw it in a love lounge? You can.
You can do. Anyway, this bloke here, he's more than a 3.8%. I don't worry about that. Sports bets, bet with mates. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. And gamble responsibly. STT, a.k.a. Sean the Trader. Good afternoon.
27 times. That is Olympic level squeezing. He's not sharing the gold medal with anyone, is he?
I know. Well, he's a Japanese man, which is, I mean, it wasn't in Tokyo. Yeah. It was in Kuala Lumpur. So he's a Japanese man. He's a tourist. He was a tourist.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what he's done. He's on he's on tour.
Oh.
So he's locked himself in the Ibis or the Formula One and just.
Where was he again? Can we get that one more time? Whereabouts is he?
Kuala Lumpur. You know where the Petronas Towers are?
Oh, beautiful.
In Malaysia. Anyway, what do you got for us, Johnny?
Wonderful segue.
Oh, working wonderfully. Just let me know if you need to go give Fletch the Heimlich manoeuvre as well. Sure,
Nah, that was awful. I went out and saw to have a chat to Jimmy Smith, and he gave me some of his trail mix, and it just... I just got caught in the motorboat. I'm all right now.
The Scroggin. That'll do it. Jimmy Smith Scroggin. Yeah, all right. Let's quickly revisit the premiership market after Storm sort of demolition at Penrith last night. Funny enough, they haven't moved a lot. They're still $2.25. Very, very short, obviously. We were speaking last week, Shug. It's pretty tough to get them any shorter than that. Penrith, small little drift, $3.75 out to $4. And then South's third pick at $6.50. But the big mover in this market is obviously the Parramatta Eels. They're now 25-1.
Wow.
At the $26 now. Not long ago, probably only a couple of weeks, I reckon they might have been single digits to lift a trophy. That is not the case anymore. Obviously, that top four position is in a lot of trouble, and that's the market I want to touch on now. We spoke about them a couple of weeks ago. This is a lead into round 19. They were $3.50 to miss the top four. They're now that price just to make it. So that market has flipped right on its head. After a couple of poor weeks for the Parramatta side, the Roosters, they're $2.10 to make the top four, that is, and Manly, the next pick at $3. They've obviously got the game tonight, which we think get the job done there, so they might firm up just a touch, but it's Roosters and Manly. Looks like they're fighting it out for that last spot in the top four.
Fascinating finish there. Souths are going to be there, we know that, but as you said, Roosters, $2.10, Manly, $3, and guess who's into $2.15 now, Shawnee boy? Top eight.
Yes. It would be very, very remiss of us not to just revisit this tip from you, Joel Kane. You said just hold and sit tight, keep the powder dry and back the Knights after last week. They were $4.50, as you said, $2.15 to make the eight. They've got that nice, easy run home. I think they played the Broncos twice in the run home, maybe the Bulldogs as well. And they've still got Mitchell Pearce to come back. So what a luxury that is. That's a cracking bet for all the listeners that have followed you in at the $4.50.
Now, Shawnee, how are you playing tonight? There's two games we're going to call... the first of two, Noddy Kamali, he's here ready to go. Jimmy Smith's ready to go. SEN 1170, have you covered and wherever you're listening or via the app. Bulldogs and the Titans, Seagulls and the Sharks. If you had 100 to spend, and this is a question without notice, but if you had 100 to spend on tonight's games, how are you playing it?
It's going to be an even split, 50-50 on both minuses. Now, it's the Dogs, as poor as they have been trying very, very hard. But I think Big Tomo, Big Luke Thompson, the Englishman, I think he's a huge out in that Bulldogs team, particularly against the Titans pack. We know how big and bad they are. So I think the Titans are going to do it pretty comfortably. Should be a fast track. And then how can you sort of bet against Manly with Turbo Airborne? I know it's at 19.5, that line now, but no Johnson for the Sharkies. And there's going to be plenty of points. And certainly plenty of points for the Seagulls. So $50 on each minus, I think, is nice and easy tonight.
Okie dokie. There you go. You can have the multi too if you like. I don't know. I'm a bit nervous about the Manly one for some reason. I don't know why, but the Titans, 13.5. That's not enough, Fletch, is it?
No.
It's not enough.
No.
Hey, coal miner, anything else before we go?
Big night in the Olympics. Matildas with their semi-final game, although they're going to do it the hard way. They're up against the Swedes. They're $1.55, the Swedish team, to win that in 90 minutes. The Aussie girls, $6.50. But really, the Olympics, it all starts for me on Wednesday night when Old Spagbol goes around in the 800 metres final. He's $7.50 to win gold on Wednesday. And how good was Bruce Nagavani's call? It's good to have Bruce on our screens again, calling the Olympics. And I haven't heard him that excited since Winks won her third Queen Elizabeth. He was really up and about, Bruce, when Bolly hit the line. So I can't wait for that race and can't wait for his call.
Yeah, and the 800 is like calling a horse race too. Oh, it is brilliant. Can't wait for that. Shawnee, can't wait to chat tomorrow as well.
Too easy, boys. Chat soon.
Sports bet with mates. Start your group bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly.